From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, May 24th. With Memorial Day weekend travel underway, police are increasing patrols. Here's KDKA Radio's Melinda Roeder.
State police are promoting their Think Before You Drink campaign, although Trooper Bob Broadwater tells KDKA Radio that drugs are a bigger problem lately than alcohol.
Alcohol DUIs are actually declining. It's more the prescription drugs and the narcotic DUIs that are on the rise.
But driving under the influence of any substance is dangerous. He also reminds drivers to buckle up, watch your speed, and expect delays. Melinda Roeder, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Aldi is recalling the Baker's Corner all-purpose flour because of possible E. coli contamination. The flour was sold at Aldi locations in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and eight other states. The five-pound bags of flour should either be discarded or returned for a refund. More information on the recall is available at kdkaradio.com. Britain's PM is stepping down in 2 weeks after three failed attempts to pass a Brexit deal. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
After clinging limpet-like to her job long after her own cabinet had said it was time to go, Theresa May finally went. Here's Kevin Maguire of Britain's Daily Mirror.
She was dealt a very difficult hand. She played it badly, and she would have been pushed if she didn't jump.
That hand was Brexit. May's successor will inherit a parliament hopelessly divided on the issue, with Britain due to leave the EU October 31st. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Pennsylvania's Treasury Department is accusing about a dozen large financial firms of inflating the price of bonds issued by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over 7 years. Last night's federal court filing by State Treasurer Joe Torsella cites what his office says is evidence from a cooperating co-conspirator in a Department of Justice investigation into price fixing. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.